Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
The Chet Buchanan Before the Show show.
The only morning show I wake up with.
On 98.5 KLUC.
How do y'all feel about 9/11 today?
Emotional, yeah. But like, I don't cry anymore, which makes me even sadder, I guess. Which, like, because back in the day, like, it used to be super emotional. I get teary-eyed, and now I don't cry anymore.
Were you 12? You were 12.
Yeah, somewhere around there. I was seventh grade. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Kind of like, you know how President Bush at the time was at an elementary school class. They were doing a reading thing, and somebody comes in, and you know they come in and tell him they hit the second tower. I was just watching something about that this morning, where literally the guy stopped outside the room. They go, okay, you got to get in there and tell him right now. You got to go. And he was like, okay. And he put his hand on the door and he started to go. And then he went. And made sure, because he knew that he had to be able to tell the guy who goes in to tell the president. He knew that he had to be able to tell him what he had to tell him and not have him ask any questions.
Ah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so like he momentarily paused, rethought about what he was going to say, then went in, you know, and then they showed the thing of you know, the guy just whispers. And it's a 4-second thing. And I believe what he said was, the second tower has collapsed. America is at war.
Wow.
America. And you're the guy who tells the president that.
Yeah.
And this guy, nobody knew who he was before or since. Really? You know, I mean, not really. His name's Andy. Is it? Yeah, some staffer.
The craziest part about that was, so President Bush was up the street from the school that I was at. He was in Sarasota County at the time.
He was in your area?
In my county, reading to a school, and he was supposed to go to my high school. At the time, I wasn't in that high school. I was in middle school.
Seventh grade, yeah.
But he was supposed to go to that afterwards.
The F? Oh, wow. I always thought.
Weird, and this is the conspiracy theories behind it all. I'm not going to bring it up or anything like that. But there were a couple of the hijackers were trained at my airport in my hometown. So there was a huge conspiracy. That was another one of the conspiracies, was why was he in the same town that all the hijackers were trained at and everything. It was just a weird.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
Honest to God, until I was this many days old right now, I was this many days old when, because I always thought that he was in South Florida, and I don't know why. I always thought he was somewhere like Miami-ish.
Yeah, and I thought he was in D.C. I had no idea where he was.
Yeah. Oh, that he was at a school?
I knew he was at a school. I just didn't know he was in Florida.
And then it's funny because at the time, you know, there was still, you know, partisan politics then. People who didn't like the president then were always like, well, and then he just sat there. Well, you're in a room full of elementary school kids, and he's processing the information, but you could tell, like, immediately, like, people are still talking, and there's a teacher, and she's like, and look, boys and girls, and da-da-da, and she's doing her thing over here. And you can tell he's like, wow, this is effed. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can just see him, like, processing it in his head.
What was he supposed to do? Like Costanza at the birthday party when there's a fire and knock kids over and run
everybody
out the door?
Everybody run! Yeah, was he supposed to just get up and run out of there? But, yeah, it's crazy. Here's the reason why I asked how we were all feeling. Because honestly, until, gosh, I don't know, probably 6:30 last night, I really hadn't given it much of a thought other than, hey, we're going to play Heaven 9/11. That's what we always do. You know, it's something that we have that nobody else really has. But other than that, it was like, not a big deal. And then I started seeing stuff on social media. Yeah. And then I shared a thing about how, you know, right about this time, 18 years ago, people were going to bed for the last time. They were kissing their, makes me emotional.
Right.
But that how they were hugging their kids for the last time.
Yeah.
You know, and all that kind of stuff. And I went, wow. So, yeah. So that's all. That's why I was just taking the temperature where everybody was at.
Yeah, I got you.
And I think our country and our society and our world kind of does it that way now. Yeah. You know what I mean? Where 18 years later, it's like, okay. But then when it hits, it's like, okay, yeah. You know. But everybody's affected different ways and stuff like
right.
that.
Right.
Champion Cannon before the show show.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Obviously, 18 years ago, 9/11, today's September 11th. 18 years ago, our world turned upside down, but it's so weird that it's 18 years ago now. The good feeling story of the day is coming up in about like 40 minutes or so.
Okay.
40, 45 minutes. And it's just bizarre. Like every tragedy seems to have some sort of silver lining. You know what I mean? If you look hard enough, you'll find some good that has happened from just about every horrible thing.
Agreed.
They call September 11th America's darkest day, and I believe that. Yeah. Really was. It was the darkest day in our history. But yet there is some good that has come out of this 18 years later. And did you see, too, they're just now apparently going to put the guy on trial that was the mastermind
of all
of that. Yeah, I saw that this morning. I'm like, I didn't even know that dude was still alive. You know what I
do miss in the days and weeks and months that followed 9/11, especially in how divisive everything is now in politics.
Yes.
I do miss the fact that people had their car flags and their flags at their house, and it was just, it really,
that was pretty
kind of like, you know, back in the day when the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor, America came together.
Yep.
And we kind of really there for a period came together and really were fighting in one direction.
September 12th through the 18th. It was great.
The week of unity.
It was awesome. September 12th through the 18th. Now if you fly an American flag, you're some sort of bad person.
Yeah, your HOA will tell you to take it down.
Right. Or people will look at you and they'll go, I don't like what you stand for. Wait, what? Hold on a second. That's not right. There have been a ton of people. The one thing that kind of started, like I said, up until yesterday afternoon, I was somewhat just kind of ambivalent about the whole thing. I was just kind of just like, I didn't feel either way. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. And I think it's the way our world works. We've all got our lives. We've all got our stuff that we're doing.
Yeah.
And then
it's been just enough time.
And then you see something on social media and you go, oh, wow. And you're snapped right back into it. Now, I have no doubt that I have a number of messages on my social media right now, because this is what I've been saying for the last half hour, is that, you know, up until yesterday afternoon, I was just kind of like, And I'm sure that I've got a number of messages of people going, it's always been at the forefront of my mind, and all those, I get that.
And that's awesome, too.
Yep. We all do things differently.
And we mourn differently. It was a mourning. And, you know, you'd be respectful of the day and everything. But as you mentioned, life moves on. Everybody's got to go to work. You got to go to school. We've got to keep going.
But there were a lot of people that were asking, will you play Heaven 9/11? And the answer, as long as I'm here, the answer is yes.
It's been a year, Daddy. I really, really miss you. Mommy says you're safe now. In a beautiful place called heaven.
Oh, thinking about our younger years.
We had your favorite dinner tonight.
There was only you and me.
And I ate it all.
We were young and wild and free.
Even though I don't like carrots.
Now nothing can take you away from me.
I learned how to swim this summer.
We've been down that road.
Even open my
That's
eyes
over now.
When I'm underwater.
You may come in back for more.
Can you see me?
You see me?
I miss you, Daddy.
Maybe you're all that I want. When you're lying here in my arms, I'm finding it hard to believe we're in heaven.
It's been 5 years, Daddy.
Love is all that I need.
I'm in fifth grade now. I really like computers.
It isn't too hard to see.
But math is hard.
Heaven.
Mommy lets me sleep in one of your t-shirts.
Oh, once in your life you find someone.
I think it still smells like you.
We'll turn your world around.
I don't need to sleep with the light on anymore.
Up when you're feeling down.
I'm trying. try not to cry, Daddy, but it still hurts.
Now nothing can change what you mean to me.
I really miss you, Daddy.
There's a lot that I could say, just hold me now.
Can you see me? Can you see me?
'Cause our love will light the way.
It's been 10 years, Daddy.
Baby, you're all that I want.
I started high school.
And you're lying here in my arms.
I made the honor roll.
Finding it hard to believe.
I hope you're proud of me.
We're in heaven.
I'm also on the soccer team.
Love is all that I need.
Can you see me on the field?
And I found it there.
I started thinking about colleges.
It isn't too hard to see.
Do you think I could be a
We're
doctor?
In heaven.
I know you'll be with me when I walk down the aisle.
I've been waiting for so long.
I try not to be sad.
Something to write.
But it hurts.
Love to come alone.
I hope you know you're my hero. I love you so much.
Now our dreams are coming true.
Can you see me? Can you see me?
Times on the bed. I'll be standing.
It's been 15 years, Daddy.
Baby, you're all that I want.
I'm finishing college.
And you're lying here in my arms.
I got into med school.
Finding it hard to believe.
I really want to help people.
In heaven.
You have always inspired me.
Love is all that I need.
I met a nice guy.
And I found it there in your
eyes. Who is really special to me.
It isn't too hard to see.
I think you would really like him.
In heaven.
We talk about our life together. Mom says he's a lot like you. I think about you every day. I'm still sad. But you make me strong. Can you see me? Can you see
me? Heaven.
I miss you, Daddy.
I really miss you, Daddy.
I miss you, Daddy. I miss you, Daddy.
I love that so much, and I hate it so much.
I'm not crying here.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
But we really can never forget. And it does remind me that we just got to, because it can change. Everything changes in an instant.
Nope.
And of course, last night, and I'm reading all the social media stuff as I'm getting on a plane. And it was like, okay. Okay, so, oh my God. 702-364-9898. First pick of the prizes. No, I'm sorry. We're not putting the Aerosmith up for grabs. We're saving the Aerosmith for the Spence's Challenge later. But we've got other really good stuff. Fandango movie cards, the 4-pack of tickets to Monster Jam, the All-Star Challenge at Sam Boyd Stadium. And if you want to, you can do the sky jump thing at the Stratosphere. So... also, you get access to the launch event. Are you doing a thing?
On Friday, I'll be there from 6 to 8 o'clock. That's their big launch event. They're going to have a bunch of like pro skateboarders, and Bol Bol from the Denver Nuggets is going to be there, and they're all jumping too. So
Bol Bol.
Bol Bol.
Yeah.
That's fun. He's like 7'11".
Yeah.
He's 77 feet tall. It's amazing. And by the way, the way I read this was launch event, and in parentheses, private meet and greet with Kayla Jo Walker.
There you go.
That's so P1s, rally, assemble.
Okay.
You're being requested. Okay, we got to get into this because this is going to take a minute. This past weekend, my wife and I traveled for a wedding Thursday night. There was a get together at the bride's parents' house as a kind of get to know the wedding party. Oh, this sounds like Reno because they drove for 9 hours. Since my wife was a bridesmaid, we had to go. While we were there, fellow bridesmaid asked if she could hold my 9-month-old after being stuck in the car for almost 7.5 hours straight. We gladly handed him over. About 5 minutes later, she came back and handed him back and told us he spit up on her, showing us the spot on her shirt where it landed and everything. We obviously apologized, figured that was that. Fast forward to Saturday, and when all the bridesmaids get together to start to get ready for the wedding, the one that was holding my son comes up to my wife, shows her a receipt on her phone for $85 for the shirt that she had to buy to replace the one that my son spit up on. She said she tried to get the stain out, but it wouldn't come out, so she had to buy a new one. She said to my wife, just Venmo me the money when you have a minute.
Oh, wow.
You got to pay?
Oh, I know what I would do.
Kid spit up on her shirt. She had to get a new shirt. Are you responsible for that shirt?
Hell no.
I was with you on that, but I have a reason why I think you have to. It's bad.
Really?
It's okay. No, it's bad. It sucks. I wish it wasn't this way, but I think it might be. I will tell you why, but honestly, what I think, what Caleb thinks, what Spence thinks, what Lil Jess thinks, none of that is important. The only thing that's important is what you think. 702-364-9898.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
702-364-9898. Okay, first blush. Out of the chute. They go to a wedding, they hand over the baby to a bridesmaid. The baby spits up on the bridesmaid, stains her shirt. She comes back and says, well, I had to go buy a new shirt. Here's the receipt for $85. You just Venmo me whenever you feel like it.
Wow.
Are you in or are you out? Kayla, I know you're out.
Oh, no, I'm out. You don't pay that woman at all.
Why?
Because she willingly picked up your child. She basically asked to pick up your child. I don't care if you know it was after a 7.5 hour car ride. She did it.
Yeah.
So you can't be held accountable if she's insisting that I hold your baby.
Spence?
Once you take possession of the baby, it's on you. It's like if your dog's sitting, the dog dookie's on your carpet. It's on you. If you order a chicken parm from Postmates, the door shuts and you dump the chicken parm on your shirt, you don't sue the restaurant.
Lil Jess.
Heck no, I'm not paying that. And who picks up a baby without picking up the little cloth to put over your shoulder?
Ooh, solid.
Hello?
Okay, now let me ask this question. Hang on, let's get a couple of these. Uber RJ, you paying?
Heck no, it comes with the territory, man. Like, that's like me saying, hey, brother, your daughter's potty training peed on my shorts. You're buying me new shorts. Get the heck out of here, man.
All right.
Very animated.
No, I like it. He wanted to bring a solid take.
Yeah.
I'm appreciative. Kaylee, on the east side, do you pay?
No, not at all. That is horrible. Why would you pay? Like, Kayla said, you're willingly picking up the baby. Why would you pay somebody? You know babies spit up.
Exactly. Just prepare yourself. Or don't wear an $85 blouse when you're picking up a baby.
I feel the same way everybody does. And by the way, there's not a single person that says you should pay. There's not a single person.
Except you.
No. No. I have a question. You know what? I realized I might have said that a little bit wrong.
Okay.
I have a question. Okay. I have something that stopped me in my tracks where I went, oh, wait a minute. Because I was the same way. I'm like, no, it's baby. It's baby spit up. It's part of the deal. Cynthia and Summerlin, do you pay?
No.
Well put.
No. Thank you, Cynthia.
No, because you don't pick up a child unless you, because you know a child spits up. You know it's going to happen whether you do it or not. Either sometimes it's on your shoulder, sometimes it's in your mouth. You know it's going
to
happen.
Ugh. Why'd you have to say that? With the that's so
it
gross.
Happens.
No, because you know what? Because it's true.
It
that's
happens.
Right. Because it happens. The here's the question. Here was the one question that came up. So then, do you have kids?
No, but I have a ton of kids in my life.
I get it. So if you take a kid to somebody else's house and they break the TV. Are you responsible for buying a new TV? You kind of are, right?
Different.
It's a different thing. It's a whole different scenario altogether. Because when you go to someone else's house, and especially if you have a toddler running around, it is your responsibility as the guardian of that kid to watch that kid.
Yeah. You can't keep the kid from going, bleh, on the
right. You can't stop the kid from throwing a brick through the TV.
And by the way, Auntie, we'll just use your name. By the way, Auntie Cynthia, quit shaking the kid.
Yeah.
Oh, you're coming.
The breaking of the TV is a controlled thing. That child did not have to pull on that cord or throw something at it or whatever. That's a controlled thing. A baby spitting up on you is not a controlled thing. It's like you tell the baby, don't spit up, baby,
but you
spit up anyway.
Okay, but if you got a... When do kids start walking? A year?
Year old.
About a year.
Yeah. So if you got an 18-month-old or whatever, they're like your drunk uncle, and they just, and they're toddling through the house, and then banging off of stuff, and they accidentally just give a little light hip check to an end table, and that priceless piece of glass you have on there, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And it falls and it breaks, and you can't Gorilla Glue it back together. are you responsible to pay for that?
Again, a controlled thing. You can watch that baby and make sure that baby doesn't touch things. The spit
exactly.
up thing,
just,
yeah.
Okay.
And you offer,
that's
but...
The drunk uncle, you watch the drunk uncle, don't you?
Yeah, I suppose.
That's true.
Yeah, I suppose.
You offer to pay for it, but then if they're friends, they go, it happens. It's a toddler.
So all right, I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I was with you on that. I was with you the whole way, but I was just the question came up in my mind that well, okay, so what's the difference? And you're telling me that's the difference.
Yeah,
is that you can control the kid from breaking stuff in the house, so you are responsible for that.
Yes,
but for the bleh on the shirt, no.
No.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Sorry, bridesmaid. When I was young.
P1s are the good people that listen to this show on purpose.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And for that, we thank you.
I have the biggest smile right now.
The Chep Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
We always try to look for the silver lining in a tragedy.
Yes.
And today, of course, we remember all the people that we lost on 9/11, but we try to move forward and be upbeat and, you know, give proper respect to those we lost and to those who are still suffering. But man, this, what an amazing story this is. Obviously, a lot of people that we lost on 9/11 included first responders who ran into those buildings knowing that they might not make it back out. And their legacy is still with us in more ways than one. The newest class of New York City firefighters is set to graduate this month. 13 of that class are children of firefighters who lost their wow. lives as a result of 9/11.
Oh, my God.
Right? Told you, where's your Kleenex? You
didn't
Kleenex.
Get
you were too busy. You were doing social media and listening to Senorita. Two things. Those are Kayla's kryptonite.
Yeah.
Senorita and social media. She's a good one. She forgets
oh
everything
God,
else.
That's amazing.
Are Camille and Sean going to make it? Are they going to make it?
Oh, yeah, they're called Legacy Graduates. It's the most any one class has ever had. In addition to those 13, there are at least three more Legacy grads who are children of other first responders who died, including the son of an NYPD officer.
Wow.
Who decided to carry it forward and become a member of, wow.
That's
just
amazing.
Wow. The group of graduates also includes two sets of siblings. One set is a brother and sister with two brothers who are already firefighters. If you want to know more about it, the New York Post did a big profile on the whole group, and they are set to graduate on September 24th.
Nice.
Unreal.
That's amazing.
Unreal. And don't... Is anybody else looking at their own life right now and going, God, I need to do better? It's your good feeling story of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
If you're listening on purpose, you're a P1.
All right.
The Chep Buchanan Show.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Okay, I'm just going to give you a little look behind the scenes here of the Chep Buchanan Show. There's one thing that we stay away from 99% of the time. If you ain't paying, we ain't talking about your product. We don't give away the product for free.
Right?
We don't give it. You know what? You know why would you buy the cow if you're getting the milk for free?
Absolutely.
My mom always used to say that. Don't give away the cow. Don't give away the milk. Make them buy the cow. So, with that...
With cows and milk in mind.
Well, like we don't talk about a lot of products and a lot of people's marketing. We try not to get sucked in by the marketing, even though a lot of marketing becomes pop culture and becomes, you know, mass consumed.
Absolutely.
By our society. But this one, I got all excited because I thought maybe, you remember a while back, our boy Ryan from Chippendales?
Ryan, yeah.
Was the colonel for a minute.
Oh,
remember?
Really?
Yes.
For a hot minute. And they were, and weren't they doing like personalized videos?
It was Mother's Day, and they did a personalized, you could do a personalized message to your mom. So if your mom's name is Kathy, you put in Kathy and Jenner,
like
and goes, hey, Kathy, you're sexy as hell. Remember that. Happy yeah. Mother's Day.
Yeah. you got chip nips.
Oh,
yeah.
Very nice.
and the whole deal. Yeah, sure. Very sexy. So I thought when I first saw this that I was like, our boy Ryan, double dipping on the Colonel Sanders gig. No, and it's just bizarre enough that I'm going to tell you the story. So this is what got my attention. There's a new video game. Here's the headline. A new video game where the goal is to date a young, sexy Colonel Sanders. I'm like, yeah, Ryan.
Ryan's back woo! At it.
Nope. In the game, which KFC has created, And God love you. And yes, and I'm going against everything I believe in to tell you the KFC has created this game, and it's called I Love You, Colonel Sanders, a finger-licking good dating simulator. And in the game, your classmates with a young and sexy but still gray-haired anime-style Colonel Sanders at culinary school, and the entire point of the game is to try to date him.
Okay.
Is this not just bizarre?
I think it's funny.
I think using the phrase finger licking good in anything outside of chicken is probably enough.
In dating is probably.
Specifically dating, maybe that's.
But I love the idea that it's possible that the KFC marketing team is sitting around a big conference table and just taking giant bong rips. And just going with whatever they come up with.
You know they are, too, just based on their kernel selections. I mean, it's like they're watching late night TV sometimes. They're like, you know who'd be a really good Colonel Sanders?
Oh, no. It's totally.
Norm McDonald.
Yeah. They throw three buckets of chicken, one on one end, one in the middle, one on the other end. You know how it goes.
Yeah.
It's like blue line, red line, blue line.
Yeah, yeah.
In hockey terms. And then. Yeah, bro, Norm McDonald. And so they've come up with this thing. Quote, through your journey, you'll be faced with life-changing decisions that will affect your chances of friendship and possibly love. But be careful. Your choices have real consequences with real animated characters' feelings at stake. It's like, is it like Sims for dating?
I guess.
Sounds like it.
The game says it has, quote, multiple hours of playthrough, a secret ending, secret recipes, cooking battles, and the ability to earn a degree from a fictional culinary school. I'm wondering if it's like The Bachelor or The Bachelorette. Do you get secret overnight dates, if you know what I'm saying?
Sure, the fantasy suite.
That's what I was looking for.
Yeah.
I think that's where the finger licking good comes in.
And to compete, what? Shouldn't Chick-fil-A do something similar for people that live in the rural parts of Washington, mm-hmm. Ohio, or Florida,
yep.
where you can actually date the cow?
Yeah, that's right. Well, you know, and no matter what happens, no, it's like going to BYU. It's an honor code. No matter what happens, 1 foot stays on the floor.
Right.
At all times. Do you know that's part of the honor code?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, oh yeah. You're not supposed to have anybody in your room, but if you do, 1 foot stays on the floor at all times.
Oh.
That's what I heard when I lived there. Don't at me. Don't at me. I'm not making fun of it or anything like that.
Okay.
Oh, God. Now I immediately regret saying anything.
Back to KFC.
If you're interested, it's free for Windows and Mac in 2 weeks.
Can I tell you something?
Woo! It's Jeff Buchanan, Spence, Kayla, and Lil Jess. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Got an email from a dude. We get the craziest stuff. And by the way, thank you so much, P1s. P1s are the folks who listen to this show on purpose.
Yeah.
Your trust and your love is overwhelming at times, and really spectacular. The idea that we get stuff, we get it now. People ask us about everything. So this guy he got grossed out on a first date. Told us everything was awesome. They meet at a restaurant. They have dinner. They decide to go across town to get a drink. They drive separate cars. She's leading the way. Okay. Pull up to a stoplight. She swings her door open and he says, I swear to you, I could hear her with the windows closed and the radio on. So I swear I could hear her. She hacks up a loogie.
Oh.
Or hawks. I believe a lot of people say hawk.
Yeah.
Hawk up a loogie.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do I say? I say them both. Sheep. Hawks up a big loogie into the road, and he was totally turned off.
Yeah. Oh, I get it. That's disgusting. Even if guys do it, that's gross.
Especially because I may kiss you at the end of the night. Like, ew.
That's all you're going to be thinking about the whole
good.
Time.
Good, so yeah. Now I know you're phlegm-free.
Yeah.
No, like, that's true.
When I hear a guy do it...
Okay, yeah, well, I know what it sounds
okay.
like.
Yeah, I don't know that part's necessary. I don't know why you need to do that.
I just, you know, visual right now. And I see a guy, and he spits him like... I still turn my nose about, ugh, gross.
I literally envision people all over the city punching the button right when you
Well, I hope they didn't.
When my wife and I go for runs, I spit all the time. I don't know what it is or why I have to, but I spit all the time, and she never does. And I'm always fascinated by it. I'm always fascinated that she doesn't do that.
So his whole thing was, is this normal girl behavior?
No.
Oh, it's definitely not.
And if a girl does need to do that, usually like grab something like a napkin or.
Yeah, I'll go into the bathroom if I have to.
Yeah.
But like there's no way it's happening in public.
Gotta be honest. Now, Spence had heard this story before now. We both looked at each other and went, kind of hot.
She's a keeper.
Kind of hot.
I don't know if it's hot, but I just go,
it's kind of hot.
Okay.
Chet's like, so true. Like, yeah.
This is sexy.
It's kind of hot.
You know, yeah, but don't forget, your wife.
One day you will see where I grew up. All makes sense.
It sounds like she would wear a baseball hat and pull her ponytail through the back of the hat. Seems like she'd be.
Why are you trying to seduce me?
I know, right? She loves sports.
Yeah.
She's probably an athlete.
No,
I assume she's an athlete.
Yeah, no, white t-shirt. White t-shirt with the hat pulled through the ponytail. Yeah.
Yes. And then all I think of people, like people, when people dip, that's all I think about. So like that's my vision.
Dips?
And she's a dipper. Mm.
She likes rodeo.
She doesn't do it. She has.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, but okay. So again, is this girl, I'll use the term here. I just want to know, is this chick, he says, so I'm kind of wondering about him a little, but is this chick gutter trash or is she just a regular girl?
Oh, that's not very nice.
Well, I get where he's going with this. Yeah. I don't think he worded it very well. You know what I mean? He seems to maybe potentially be a little inelegant himself.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
They're meant to be.
Inelegant? Do you like that?
Uh-huh.
Here's what I really started thinking, though. But everybody does gross stuff. If you've been in a relationship for any amount of time, everybody does gross stuff, and you're willing to overlook it. Like my wife, she do whatever she wants. I do not care.
Something specific?
But if she wanted to, no, I don't even think about it. I don't even really think about it. But if she wants to burp, fart, with the door open, you know, whatever. If she wants to hock a loogie, I'm down.
It's so funny.
I'm down, and I dig it. I dig it. I dig everything she does. But I started thinking, what do I do that's gross? You know what? I dig at my ear. And I know I do that, and it's gross.
Huh.
And yet she looks past it.
Like you go into the ear? Ooh.
I don't want to get too... Again, we have people listening. And by the way, you've got nowhere to judge you who spends an inordinate amount of time of your day watching Dr. Pimple Popper.
I do love pimple popping videos. Yes, that is weird.
Ugh.
I admit to that. No, buddy has something. He doesn't do something. It's something he doesn't do that's kind of gross.
What doesn't he do?
Shower.
That's not true.
We've only got 17 seconds, so please
continue. He doesn't always clip his toenails. He's got very clean feet. He keeps long toenails, and it bothers the heck out of me. It's
like
so
hooves?
Gross. Yeah.
It's got like hooves?
Like little hooves.
It's gross, but you're willing to overlook it.
Yeah. Jeff Buchanan Show.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
90.5 KLUC. Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's the Jeff Buchanan Show.
When I'm going to work, dropping the kids to school.
Every morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
I'm not afraid to admit it. That was straight up operator error. I completely botched that. It was very professional. I'm very proud of myself right now. But we are 55 minutes commercial free, and we should let you know, Maroon 5, song of the day, Don't Want to Know.
I don't want to know, no, no, no. Who's taking you home? I'm loving you so, 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 so.
8:48 is the target time this morning, 8:48.
Copy.
However, we reserve the right to play that song anytime we damn well please.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do hear it, caller number 25 at 702-364-9898 wins tickets to go see Maroon 5 on New Year's Eve. Go ahead, adjust. You ready?
I'm good. Yeah.
All right. Fine.
Play it right now, Chet. No, I was going to say.
The song?
Yeah. I'm just...
We're in the middle of something. We're kind of
can't play
busy.
It right now.
Kind of
okay,
busy.
Got you.
And like I said, we got Spence's challenge coming up in a minute. So it's gross, but you're willing to overlook it. This guy went on a date. They agreed to go get drinks after dinner. They're heading across over to another bar, and she's leading the way. They stop at a light, and he swears he could hear it inside his car, too. So she, like, hocked up a loogie. Full on, summoned it from the depths. And then, you know, and then got rid of it. And he's really turned off by this. And then he's wondering if this girl... He's not so turned off. It doesn't appear that he's so turned off that he doesn't want to date her anymore. And it sounds like he still went for the drink. Right. You know?
He looked past it then, didn't he?
You know? Because he was, but he was asking, and he said, is this chick gutter trash? Which I didn't think was very nice.
That's not very
nice. That's not respectful. It's disrespectful. Or is this just normal behavior? Is that Katie? Is that Katie from Henderson wanting to comment on that?
Yeah.
On that part? Katie, what do you think? Is this normal behavior, or should he watch out?
Oh, it's disgusting. I cringe every time. Kit, I love you, but when Katie does it, I'm going to be so grossed out.
She won't do it again.
Ugh. I think it's so nasty.
How do you, real quick, because I have a phlegm issue at times. How do you expel that issue? Because I'm sure women have the same issue.
He makes the funniest noise.
Take Mucinex D or something, get it out, but don't talk the baloogie in front of me because I will cringe and my face shows it all.
And there's a difference between hocking up a loogie and just spitting. There's a huge difference.
Yes, that's a huge difference. Like, just don't hock a baloogie in front of me because my face shows it all.
Back to my original question, how do you get rid of it?
Privately.
Mucinex D, Mucinex DM, this is what I went to school for, medicine.
Okay. Okay, but at some point, I get that. But the Mucinex D and the Mucinex DM and all that stuff, that is what is called an expectorant. So you are.
But it's also to get rid of phlegm.
Right, but it doesn't just disappear. It doesn't just vanish magically. You got to get rid of it.
Yeah, then do it like in a napkin. Walk away.
Okay.
I don't want to.
No,
I'm
just a napkin. Yeah. Okay, that's all the point. Spence makes this great noise when he says it. My ears itch. And he makes that, and it's a noise I can't make. Can you do it right now? No, what's bad about that? He sounds like a guinea pig.
Oh, that sounds weird.
He sounds like a cute little guinea pig.
There's a scratch in the back of my throat.
Okay, no, we get it now. That's enough.
Sorry.
That's weird.
It's kind of cute.
Aw, thanks, Jess.
Like I said, like a guinea pig.
There you are. You're a rodent now.
I can never even make that noise. Reyes in Silverado Ranch. Army girls would do what?
Blow snot rockets after a company run, you know, in front of all the guys, you know. And you know what? There are hot girls, so we really didn't care. But, yeah, it was pretty gross to blow snot rockets after a run.
Okay, and your point of telling that is just to pile on now or what?
That's just because, you know, I mean, hey, girls can be gross no matter where it's at. You know what I mean? It could happen, you know. Hey, and she still got dates, so it didn't really bother us. So, you know, it happens.
And by the way, I think just by the idea that the girl has decided to join the Army, you know what I mean? It gives a certain toughness, yeah. I guess, a certain lack of
I don't care. Yeah. I'm going to do me, you know? Like, I don't care what you think. I like that.
And by the way, it takes all kinds of kinds.
Right.
So, you know what I mean? Again, I don't know why you were so violently grossed out by any of this stuff, this overreaction of and yet you'll spend hours watching pimple pop videos.
I don't get it either. I would love it. I don't understand it.
Brandy in the Southwest, you don't think this girl was gross at all?
No. But that's because I'm the same way, I guess. I don't know. Me and my husband have known each other since the sixth grade, so we've grown up together. He actually taught me how to spit out of my car window so it would stop going down the side of the car.
Kind of like Titanic. Remember when Rose got taught how to spit?
Yes!
Oh, that's one of the most endearing moments.
It's just there. You just have a phlegm problem, and you don't want to swallow it because that's disgusting. So get rid of it.
All right, this has reached the level that I think we're probably done now. Somehow. It's really great stuff. Thank you, Brandy.
Chef Buchanan Show.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name, Spence's Challenge. Yeah.
Spence's Challenge is brought to you by Terrible Herbs. 60K in 60 days starts October 1st. Oh my God.
Almost here.
Oh my, Terrible's done it again, or whatever that thing was I was supposed to say before. I don't know. Well, Jess, who's on the phone?
She's back. Colleen Duffy from the Northwest.
Oh my goodness. The cash is becoming big enough that all of Spence's old enemies are coming out of the woodwork. Now there's enough money to interest Miss Duffy. Ms. So good. You know how it works. 5 questions, 30 seconds, pop culture, rip from the headlines. We do not say pass on this show. We say what?
Jim Bob Cooter.
Let me ask you another question. Will you, if you were to look into the future, will you be cootering today?
Not today.
Not yoke, you know. Doesn't do you any good.
Nope.
Might throw out the occasional Ryan Reynolds just to bail yourself out, but no cooter.
Oh, yeah.
You also know how this works, that there is 30 seconds on the clock. Time will start when I read the first one, and here we go. Alex Rodriguez said that who is going to be invited to his wedding with Jennifer Lopez?
Jim Bob Cooter.
A single emoji tweet got people excited about a possible comeback by which recently retired NFL player?
Rob Gronkowski.
Green Day, Fall Out Boy, and Weezer announced a 2020 global stadium tour. What's that tour's name?
Jim Bob Cooter.
Multiple sources tell Us Weekly that who is in talks to do the Super Bowl halftime show? We'll give you 3 seconds.
Spence's Challenge, my name's Spence, and it's a challenge, that's how we came up with the cool name Spence's Challenge, yeah.
That's weird, she's better at this game than that.
Yeah, it was interesting.
Yeah.
Good to hear.
Well, here's the thing, usually the folks that have played the game before know that you don't have time to think, you just gotta go. Same 5 questions, same 30 seconds. Time will start when I read the first one, and here you go, sir.
Is there?
Alex Rodriguez, in a recent interview, said who is going to be invited to his wedding with Jennifer Lopez?
Exes.
A single emoji tweet got people excited about a possible comeback by which recently retired NFL player?
I guess Gronkowski.
Green Day, Fall Out Boy, and Weezer announced a 2020 global stadium tour. What's that tour's name?
Hella Mega.
Multiple sources tell Us Weekly that who is in talks to do the Super Bowl halftime show?
J-Lo.
And starting yesterday and going until the 19th, the date reads the same forwards as it does backwards. Also being called blank week.
Palindrome.
Spence's Challenge. My name's Spence. And it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's Challenge. Yeah.
Well, let's see how we did here. Yeah, what was with you today, Duffy?
I'm bad at coming up with answers on the spot, so I hesitate.
I swore you'd played this game before, haven't you?
I have. I think I got more than I usually do. I usually get one, maybe two.
Okay. Alex Rodriguez said, who is going to be invited to his wedding to Jennifer Lopez? And Colleen said,
Jim Bob Cooter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was like that. And Spence said,
Exes,
yes. Their exes said, it's not going to be an ex-free zone. He says, the more the merrier.
Awesome.
Bring them on.
Better people than we are.
Why do I think that Mark Anthony's going to get drunk and start a fight at the reception?
Nah. I thought Mark Anthony was going to get drunk and sing at the reception.
Karaoke.
Followed by the fight.
The fight, exactly. How did smooth everything over? Let's sing.
Yeah. No. Sing first, then fight.
Oh,
yeah.
I got you.
Yeah,
okay.
No, they won't. If you fight, you got to go. You don't get to. Nobody's giving you a mic after you fight. One for Spence. A single emoji tweet got people excited about a possible comeback by which recently retired NFL player? Colleen said,
Rob Gronkowski.
That's a good guess.
And Spence said,
I guess Gronkowski?
Yeah, and you both guess right. Oh, usually when they both say it.
Booyah! Booyah!
No, if they released. The Patriots released a receiver to make room for Antonio Brown.
Yeah.
And so then Gronk made the ooh, eyes. You know which eyes I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
The eyeballs emoji.
The wide eyes.
Yeah, doo. Isn't that what that sounds
yes,
like?
Yes, it's exactly what I it guess. Looks like, yeah.
I guess. By the way, final exam today. What is the, what did you call it?
Wide eyes.
What does the wide eyes emoji sound like? No. That's the final exam today. Yeah, and everybody got excited. Gronk, he ain't coming back.
He's not.
Have you seen him?
He's thin.
He's lost a ton. Yeah. All that muscle he had, lost, he shed it all. He couldn't come back and play if he wanted to.
Yeah.
At least not for a while. Green Day, Fall Out Boy, and Weezer announced the 2020 Global Stadium Tour. What's that tour's name? Colleen said...
Jim Bob Cooter.
And Spence said...
Hella Mega Tour.
Hella Mega Tour.
Booyah! Booyah! Booyah!
Spence has got three. Multiple sources tell Us Weekly that who is in talks to do the Super Bowl halftime show. And Colleen...
Yeah,
out of time. Time. And Spencer.
J-Lo.
It's J-Lo.
Booyah, 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 booyah.
What do you think? I think it's just the kind of thing that the Super Bowl wants.
It's lukewarm.
She does a medley of her hit, and she does some dancing.
Waiting for Tonight. Tonight, remix.
Yeah. And Jenny from the Block. We all saw the show here.
Yeah.
No, we all saw the show here. It's great.
Her show is fantastic.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
So all she got to do is condense that down to 20 minutes. You're done.
Yeah.
It'll be sweet.
Perfect.
It'll be sweet. I'm telling you, it's perfect. You said perfect.
Yep.
I said perfect. It's perfect.
It's confirmed. It's perfect.
It's confirmed. All right, so four for Spence. Starting yesterday and going until the 19th, the date reads the same forwards as it does backwards. Also being called blank week. And Colleen...
ran out of time.
Didn't even get there. She's got her feet kicked up on the table by that point. And Spence said...
palindrome week.
It's palindrome week, and that's one.
Booyah!
Spence's challenge. My name's Spence. And it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's challenge. Yeah.
Wake me up.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Wake me up.
On 98.5 KLUC.
What's that look? Are you that super excited me. About today's?
Oh my God, I have such a good joke. Such a good joke.
Awesome.
We'll see. Whenever you never want to oversell it.
Yeah.
You're going to be honest with you.
You're both going to laugh.
Okay. Ooh, that's like overselling
I said,
it.
You never want to oversell it. And heaven 9/11 on the 18th anniversary. Anniversary is not the right word. I hate that word for a day like today.
Because it sounds like a positive. But I don't know what other word to use.
Well, as we're 18 years on from September 11th, 2001. So anyway, heaven 9/11. Coming up in just a moment. And... do you remember what the Maroon 5 song of the day is? Because there's a song that may be that Maroon 5 song of the day. And we did say that we were going to play it between 8 and 9. Now, admittedly, what time did we decide, Lil Jazz?
That is 8:48 and 9:28.
But 8:48 is... we did say 8:48. I also said that we could play it whenever we choose. This is America. We do what we want.
God bless America.
There's no rule that says we can't.
Exactly.
So we'll see what happens in just a second. First and foremost, who is on the phone, please?
Big Mike of Henderson.
Big Mike.
Big
Here's
Mike.
What's funny. You accidentally put Bike Mike on here. And I was like, no. I thought it would be amazing. I was like, oh, my God, we'd have a Big Mike and a Bike Mike.
A Bike Mike.
Hey, what's up? Hey, what's up? It's Mike. Which Mike is this? It's Bike Mike.
I sure did, too.
No, it's Big Mike.
But it's Big Mike.
That's hilarious.
And you know what? Yay, it's Big Mike.
Yay. Big
Good morning,
Mike.
Chet Buchanan Show.
Big Mike is... quite possibly the nicest guy any of you
really
know.
Is.
It's really true, yeah.
Always with a smile on his face, just always a good dude. We're always happy to see you around, man. So glad you got through. Congratulations. Aerosmith tickets for you.
Thank you. Great to be on. Good morning.
I really want to go see this. I want to go see them at the Park MGM because that's a really great room.
And it's not like seeing them in a big stadium. You actually can see.
Yeah.
See them perform up close.
You'd be shocked. By the way, even if you weren't an Aerosmith fan, like my dad was a huge Aerosmith fan, even if you weren't, you'd be surprised at how many Aerosmith songs you actually know, and you didn't realize it was Aerosmith.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I want to play a game in a minute. I don't know if I can make this happen quick enough. But, possibly. Because, Mike, you're going to buy me a little time, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, you know why?
Why is that?
Because Kayla's got a joke.
Of course she does.
Of course she does.
It's a good one, too.
I like it that you have your voice all low and sultry-like.
Ooh.
I kind of dig it. What are you doing? Are you still in bed? Say yes.
No.
Say yes.
Okay. Right on. Makes me want to make my voice low and sultry, too. I don't know if this is sultry, but it's low.
I imagine him in a two sizes too big sleep shirt right now.
Yes. Yes. Hello Kitty, like that dude who walked down to the... Hey, so when you go down to get breakfast at one of those hotels, do you actually get dressed or do you just walk down in your pajamas?
You got to get dressed.
Yeah. Yeah. Because you know what? Because Big Mike's got class. That's why. Big Mike's got class.
Thanks, brother.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, Big Mike's got class. Kayla's got a joke.
What do you get when you... I saw you want to do it in this voice. What do you get when you play tug of war
do
with
strip
a
club
pig?
Voice. Oh. No, do strip club voice.
What do you get when you...
Even the first line was different. That was awesome.
We'll never make it through it now.
Yeah.
You can tell.
I got this.
You can tell. We'll never make it through it.
What do you get when you play tug of war with a pig?
I don't know. What do you get, Kayla?
Yeah, what do you get?
What do you get?
What is it?
Yeah, what's happening right now?
By the way, the words tug of war and pig were in this with sexy strip club
with
voice.
With sultry voice, yeah.
We don't have to worry about those stepmom videos.
Oh, Lord.
What do you get when you play tug of war with a pig?
Pulled pork.
Pulled pork. Okay.
That's dirty.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. 98.5 KLQC. The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The only morning show I wake up with.
Jeff Buchanan, Spence, Kayla, and Lil Jess on 98.5 KLUC.
Having 9/11 really got to people today.
Yeah.
A really good friend of ours. Remember Denise, the photographer? Denise Trischello, who I love. She's maybe, we have been blessed with the nicest people on the planet this morning. Big Mike might be the nicest guy you'll ever meet. Denise Trischello might be the nicest woman you will ever meet.
Okay.
And between the two of them, they are the two nicest people you will ever meet. And Denise is like, I'm wiping away just like 10 minutes later. She's like, I'm still crying over having 9/11. And then she went to New York right after it all happened, like to the point of where she's wearing a gas mask. Because there's still so much stuff in the air.
Yeah.
And she was taking pictures of the aftermath of 9/11. She might have been there. You know what I mean? For a shoot. Because she does that. She flies all over the world and does all that kind of stuff. And a buddy of mine from the Aces that I didn't even know listened to this show ever is like, oh, my God, that song broke me.
Right.
This morning. Aww. And then Lil Jess says Kimberly's on the phone. Hi, Kimberly.
Hi. I just wanted to extend a thank you for playing that song every year.
Well, thank you for listening to it every year.
Every year. And I look forward to it. And I'm a new mom. And it just hits different now.
Yeah.
And I appreciate you guys for playing that because I have an aunt and uncle that were involved. My uncle's actually was part of the NYPD at the time. So every year I think about them. And then now that I'm a new mom. You know, I think about my daughter, and I don't know what I'd do if something happened to her. And you guys made a post last night, and once I read it, I immediately went and picked my daughter up from her crib and hugged her and kissed her, told her I loved her.
Oh, the thing that I shared about how you never know when it's going to be the last night. You never know when that's going to be that last hug. You never know when it's going to be the last time to tell somebody you love them. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to extend my thanks and for you guys always remembering it. That's just amazing.
Well, much love and obviously mission accomplished. Thank you so much for calling.
Yes. Thank you. You guys have a good day.
You too. Have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Pretty cool. Yeah. Like I said, as long as I'm here and I would imagine as long as we are here, we will always do that.
Yep.
Absolutely. Of course.
And we'll play it again at 9 o'clock. And by the way, we have shirked our civic duty today. What, no Petey Pablo yet?
No,
what?
We have Petey Pablo.
That's Petey Pablo is a middle finger to all of those who would dare stand up against us.
Yes, I agree.
It really is. And we just, thank you, Petey Pablo. I just I love the reporter, part. The reporter in the middle of the song. Thank you, Petey Pablo. I just love that so much. So we'll do all of that in just a little bit. We have a final exam coming up today at 9:40. Why don't we do a pair of tickets to go sky jump if you want to jump off Stratosphere and you know, make it out the other side. Right. It's fun. Kayla will tell you it's one of the greatest things she ever did.
It's really cool. You, like, turn as you're going down, so then the video camera that they give you, like, the video footage of it, is you, and then the strip is behind you. It's the coolest thing ever.
They actually, so I asked Kayla, I said, so what's different from the way that, you know, because you've been, for a while, been able to do something similar to this. And I said, what's the difference? She goes, they've got the selfie angle.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They turn you so that you've got the strip behind you while you're
really
flying.
Fun.
Yeah, no, it's really great. And by the way, of course, the experience while you're jumping down, well, you're faced up to the stratosphere.
Yeah.
Which, okay, that's fine. But the video for you to put on the gram is fantastic. You know what I'm saying? Because it's all about that. So we'll give you those tickets. Final exam brought to you by Tropical Smoothie Cafe. They've got the new jerk chicken quesadilla. Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Eat better, feel better. And the question was, what sound does the wide eyes emoji make? And that sound is, duh! Isn't it?
Sounds like Scooby-Doo. Duh!
Well, Scooby-Doo's eyes, anyway.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
When he saw, duh! So that's the answer. Coming up at 9:40, we'll go commercial free all the way until at least 9:45. I feel like we're forgetting something. We got it?
We're good.
We're good.
We're good.
Ooh, and Maroon 5, Song of the Day. Again, if you don't know what that is, just really quick, Maroon 5, Song of the Day is this one. I don't want to know, who's taking you home. Don't Want to Know is coming up on or about 8:48. Commercial free till at least 9:45 right after this.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Every morning.
Chet Buchanan, Spence, Kayla, and Lil Jess on 98.5 KLUC. Now that you're at work, the fun doesn't have to stop. The Chet Buchanan Show kicks off your workday commercial free.
Good morning.
Good morning.
On 98.5 KLUC. Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown.
Jess, who's contestant number one?
Holly Schilling from the Southeast.
Hello, Holly Schilling from the Southeast. Where is Southeast? What do you call Southeast?
Henderson.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Fair enough. All right. Henderson, then. Well, great. What's your buzzer going to be?
Yippee!
I like that buzzer. Who's contestant two?
Mark Elizaldez from Henderson.
Mark Elizaldez?
Close enough.
Yeah, well, I don't have my phone screener up, so I can't even help. What's Elizaldez? Yes?
There you go.
Oh, I got you. What's your buzzer going to be?
Boom.
Excellent. Two excellent buzzers, two excellent players. Spence will be the judge of who buzzes in first.
Yes.
And he probably shouldn't be questioned. Mm-hmm. And Kayla will be the asker of the questions. And here's question one.
So who is the latest Kardashian to get naked for Playboy? Is
Boom.
That... Oh, Mark knows
yeah,
this.
Mark knows this.
We're going to go with Courtney.
Oh,
he doesn't know this.
Oh, doesn't know it at all. I'm sorry you're wrong, though.
But... Okay, Holly, is it Chloe, Kendall, or Kylie?
I'm going to go with Kendall.
She's going to go with Kendall. She didn't know it either.
No, it is Kylie. Kylie and Travis Scott both going to be in Playboy this next issue.
Yeah, I guarantee she's going to be a lot more naked than he is.
Yep.
It's not exactly equal on that front.
You
know.
No.
And I'm okay with that in this situation, but, you know. So no points. Question two.
Rumor has it Warner Bros. Wants who to play Poison Ivy in the Robert Pattinson Batman movies? Is that Mandy Moore, Rihanna, or J-Lo?
Boom.
And Mark again.
He knows this one.
Mm-hmm.
We'll go with Rihanna.
Is it Rihanna? He does know that one. Oh. One zip. Boom is right. One zip, Mark, as we go to the all-important third and final question. 18 years. 9/11. Make this worth 18. Very respectful. Game-winning points.
So pregnancy rumors are swirling around Steve Harvey's daughter after her boyfriend touched her stomach in public. Who is her boyfriend? Is that Wiz Khalifa, Post Malone, or Diddy?
Boom.
Mark, one more time.
We're going to go with Diddy.
I'm just curious. Holly, does your buzzer work? Thank you. Okay, just wanted to make sure. Is the answer Diddy? Well, certainly we would have heard that if it was Diddy. We would all know that. Did you know this one?
Yeah.
Did you know this one?
Yes, I did.
I would hope so.
Well, I was the only one who didn't know that it was Diddy. Boom! Boom is right,
good
brother.
Good job, man.
I had no idea that Steve Harvey's daughter was dating Diddy. Yeah. I did not know that.
Yeah.
Steve Harvey's daughter, 22. Diddy is in his late 40s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder how Steve
feels. I was the oldest guy anyway.
Well, how about that?
There you go.
Mark is the winner. Holly, I'm sorry. We got to let you go.
That's okay.
Have a great day.
I got it. Thanks.
All right. Bye. She's really sad. Yeah. It sounded like she was really sad.
Way to go, Mark.
Mark, free movies for you. Thank you to our friends at Fandango. And more importantly, let it be written in the permanent record. Oh, you were smirking. I thought I screwed something up. No, we're good?
We're good.
Let it be written in the permanent record that Mark Elizaldez on 9/11/2019 is the champion of...
Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown. The Chet Buchanan Show. 98.5
KLQC. Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
I listen every morning.
You can take Chet, Spence, and Kayla to work with you as we kick off your workday each weekday with commercial-free music.
Love it.
The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Greatest person in the world. Final exam coming up in just a minute. Who's on the phone, Lil Jess?
Susan Rhyme-Chisel from the East Side.
Rhyme-Chisel's a winner 2 days in a row. Good for you.
Two in a row.
Nice job. And this is a good one, too, to go see Maroon 5 New Year's week when they're here in town.
Yes, I did this 2 years ago on you. It was fabulous.
That's awesome. Yeah?
Good job, Brian.
So how was it? What's the really cool part of this show? Because I got to think, you know, like Bruno was throwing it last year on New Year's Eve. My wife and I went. We've gone to Maroon 5 in years past. It just, it's got a little extra edge to it, doesn't it?
It does. It does. It's a whole different thing on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, you can tell the boys are partying.
Yeah.
Tickets go on sale on September 30th at 10 a.m. at AXS.com. You've got tickets for Maroon 5 Mandalay Bay events served for New Year's week, it says here. Just to make sure that we tell you that. And congratulations.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome so much. Again, Maroon 5 song of the day next time.
Between 2 and 3 o'clock.
Tyler Fox will have that.
All right.
And then again, 5 and 6.
Between
right?
5 and 6, yeah.
Okay, good. So, yeah, just listen for Don't Want to Know, and then you call us and you get to look just like Rhyme Chisel did. Why don't we? Because this is going to be a fairly simple exercise today.
The greatest person in the world.
Obviously, first responders, right?
Yeah,
100%, yes.
Obviously, on 9/11, because, you know, again, and I shared this yesterday, and it got a lot of traction, that 18 years ago, last night, millions of Americans went to bed quietly, no thoughts that the next morning their lives would be changed forever. That night, hundreds packed flight bags that they wouldn't live to open. Thousands slept with loved ones for the last time. One never knows what a new day has in store. Let us live each day to the fullest and never miss a chance to let those dearest to us know of our love for them, because you never know. And we live that here in this, you know, give it another 3 weeks. We're going to be talking about this again.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Because of what happened here in our and you think it won't happen to you. It happened right here.
Yeah.
In our city as well. Now, again, silver linings all around. So here's the funny thing. If there is a funny thing. 18 years ago, we got a call on, I think that first call was on the 12th of September. Was it not, Tay?
Yes.
Somehow, some way, we found out that what besides it being the day that all of this happened, why is this day notable to you and everyone who loves you?
Because my birthday is 9/11.
Right? Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah. And Tay gets screwed over every year. Her birthday is 9/11.
That particular year, I was living literally right behind the back gates from Nellis Air Force Base. And at that time, there was no planes or air, like literally, there was only the T-birds that could go out to defend the country from Nellis Air Force Base. So they had a 10-mile radius blocked off, and I could not get out.
That's the one thing that I remember, too, is that, you couldn't even leave your house? There was a 10-mile, like, you couldn't move 10 miles around Nellis?
Matter of fact, I couldn't move, no. And if we wanted to leave, we literally had to walk 10 miles out to where we were met with the police department and or the military.
Sure.
Because the only thing that they had out there was Nellis. And if they had to go out there and suit up and get in the planes, they were going to go right out.
Yeah.
And they didn't know what was coming. Was so
we didn't. Yeah, we didn't know. We didn't. Honestly, being in law,
we didn't know nothing was going to happen because right at that time, like a year or matter of fact, it was like 2.5, 3 years. They closed down all the bases in California.
Yeah. Well, being in Las Vegas, we didn't know if we were next.
No,
we didn't know.
No.
So here's the deal. So then through all of this, Tay has moved. She moved to the Bay Area. Then she moved to North Carolina. Just 2 weeks ago, you said you moved back to Las Vegas. And every year on Tay's birthday, we get her some sort of gift because her birthday's on 9/11 and she deserves a gift.
Yes.
So this year, and I was just thinking, well, what are we going to give her? So this year, why don't we get you Chet Buchanan Show shirts? They're custom. You can't buy them anywhere and everybody seems to want them. So why don't we get you your very own Chet Buchanan Show shirt, which we've never done before. Oh, and she's on hold.
Oh, I was like,
did I do that? Yeah. So we'll,
that's Susan.
Oh, that's Susan. Well, we lost her then. Well, we'll find Tay and we'll get her a champion.
Okay, perfect.
Maybe that's it. All right, fine. So we'll do that. But in addition to first responders and our buddy Tay, who never, without fail, for the last 18 years, has always called on her birthday, and we've always given her a gift, y'all just might be
the greatest person in the world. Finally, all of that listening pays off.
Yay! All right!
It's the Chet Buchanan Show's final exam.
Shout out to the Las Vegas Aces, who I understand are just getting out of practice right now.
Hey.
And apparently we're on in the locker room where they put us on. In the building or whatever.
What's up, Liz?
Either Kelsey Plum or Tamara Young from the Aces or both will be visiting with us just after Spence's Challenge on Friday.
Nice.
Okay.
They have decided on that. So who's on the phone right now, Lil' Jess?
Shout out to the Lady Aces. All the way, May, from the Southwest.
All the way, May. She's been white hot as far as getting through on the final exam. And by the way, what is that sound that the wide eyes emoji makes? What's that in your, what? Spence?
Zoinks! No. Oh, different. Sorry. Look at he shakes his head. Chet closes his eyes, shakes his head.
No, but I didn't even shake it. I just dropped my chin to my chest because I'm so disappointed. Well, we gotta do something different. Whatever, dude. Whatever. No, don't look at me. You disgust me right now. I'm not interested. Thank you to our friends at Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Have you tried their new jerk chicken quesadilla? Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Eat better, feel better. And all the way, May, for you, 2 tickets for you to go to Sky Jump at the Stratosphere.
Woohoo! I have butterflies thinking about it.
You're gonna have so much fun. It is really the best time ever.
And how long, if you had to guess, how long does it take you to get to the bottom?
17 seconds.
That's it?
Because you're going so fast. Like, that's the whole thing. Is literally, you're plummeting. Like, it's great. Which I know sounds terrible, you're plummeting, but like it's just the coolest experience.
No, because it's just quick enough that you know you're not going to die, but you think you might die.
Exactly.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And then you can land like a gymnast. You know how gymnasts, when they come off the bars and they stick the landing? Sure. That's what you do when you land. You're like, you put your hands out, you're like, stick the landing, done. And you put your hands out.
So great.
Yeah.
And honestly, if I'm the guy that operates that thing, I stop you about 3 feet from the ground.
Oh my gosh.
So you're just sitting there like, you know what I mean? Like if you're holding a puppy and they stick their arms and legs out, like, yeah, let go of me. That's what you look like. So awesome. May, have a great day. Thank you so much for listening and for calling.
Awesome. Love you guys. Thank you.
Love you.
And by the way, thank you again for all the love and sharing your stories and you know, and just on a day like 9/11, we need you guys as much as you need us, and that's for sure. So we thank you. And we will see you tomorrow. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much. See you tomorrow, P1.
Chet Buchanan Show. The Chet Buchanan Show. 98.5.
Yeah. Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.